Chapter 25. After he left Pitt at the Federal Headquarters building, Giordino took a cab to the Department of Commerce on Constitution Avenue. Leaning on a friend who was Assistant Secretary of Domestic and International Business, he borrowed a file on Marmoto auto import inventories. Then he taxied to Alexandria, Virginia. He stopped once to check an address in a phone book. The building he was looking for housed the distributing network of the Marmoto Motor Corporation for a five-state district. He called the number and asked the operator for directions. It was late afternoon, and already the chilly breeze of early fall swept through the trees and began tearing away the leaves. The cab stopped at the curb in front of a modern red brick building with large bronze glass windows. A sign with copper letters on the lawn identified it as the Marmoto Motor Distribution Corp. Giordino paid off the cabbie and stood for a moment studying the parking lot. It was filled entirely with Marmoto cars. Not one American or European make was in sight. He walked through the double front doors and stopped before a very pretty Japanese receptionist. "May I help you?" she asked sweetly. "Albert Giordino, Commerce Department," he answered. "I'd like to talk to someone regarding new car shipments." She thought for a moment and then checked a book of personnel. "That would be Mr. Dennis Suhaka, our Director of Transportation. I'll tell him you wish to see him, Mr. Giordano." "Giordino. Albert Giordino." "I'm sorry. Thank you." Less than a minute later, a tall, attractive secretary of Asian parentage, but with a surgical job to remove the eye folds, came out to the lobby and escorted Giordino to Suhaka's office. As he walked down a long, richly carpeted hallway, Giordino was amused at the titles on the doors. No manager, no superintendents, no vice presidents. Everyone was a director of something or other. Suhaka was round and jolly. He wore a grand smile as he came from behind his desk and shook Giordino's hand. "Dennis Suhaka, Mr. Giordino, what can I do for the Commerce Department?" To Giordino's relief, Suhaka didn't question his unshaven appearance or ask him for identification. "No big deal, typical bureaucratic paper shuffling for statistical records. My supervisor asked me to stop by on my way home and check the number of cars imported and shipped to your dealers against the figures given by your headquarters in Tokyo." "For what period of time? We bring in an enormous number of cars." "The past 90 days." "No problem," said Suhaka, going out of his way to be accommodating. "Our shipment lists are all computerized, and I can have them for you in 10 minutes. They should tally. Tokyo almost never makes mistakes. Would you care for a cup of coffee while you wait?" "Yes," said a weary Giordino, "I could use one." Suhaka ushered him into a small empty office. The pretty secretary brought the coffee, and while he was sipping it, she returned with a neat stack of inventory sheets. Giordino found what Pitt had sent him to find in less than half an hour. He sat back then and dozed, killing time to make it appear he was simply a drone in a great bureaucracy doing his job. Precisely at 5 o'clock, Suhaka entered the room. "The staff is going home, but I'll be working late. Is there anything I can help you with?" "No," Giordino replied, closing the files. "I'd like to get home, too. I've put in my 7 hours. Now I'm on my time." "Thank you for being so helpful. Your import unit figures will be programmed into that great government computer in the sky. For what purpose? Only some little clerk in a basement office knows for sure." He picked up the file from the Commerce Department and was halfway through the door when he turned as if something had occurred to him in perfect Peter Falk Columbo fashion. "Oh, there is one thing."
"Yes?"
"A small inconsistency, hardly worth mentioning."
"Yes?"
"I happened to run across 6 cars that are shown on your incoming inventory list as having been offloaded in Baltimore from 2 different ships, but they're not accounted for on the export list from your Tokyo headquarters." Suhaka genuinely looked to be at a loss.
"It was never called to my attention. May I compare it against your figures?"
Giordino spread out the accounting sheets he'd borrowed from his friend at the Department of Commerce and placed them next to the ones given him by Suhaka's secretary. He underlined the cars itemized on his list, but missing on the one from Tokyo. All 6 were SP500 sports sedans.
"Speaking officially, we're not concerned with the discrepancy," said Giordino indifferently. "As long as you accounted for them upon entry into the country, your company is clean with the government. I'm sure it's only an error in your Tokyo accounting department that's since been cleared up."
"An unforgivable oversight on my part," Suhaka said, as though he'd dropped the crown jewels down a sewer. "I put too much faith in the Home Office. Someone on my staff should have caught it."
"Just out of curiosity, what dealers received those particular cars?"
"One moment." Suhaka led Giordino to his office, where he sat down at his desk and poked at the keys on his desk computer.
Then he sat back and waited. As the data flashed across the screen, his smile abruptly vanished and a paleness showed in his face. All 6 cars were hauled to different dealers. It would take several hours to track each down. If you'd care to check with me tomorrow, I'll be glad to give you their names. Giordino turned up his palms in a lukewarm gesture. Forget it. We both have more pressing business to worry about. Me, I've got to fight the rush hour traffic, get cleaned up, and take my wife out to dinner. It's our anniversary. Congratulations, said Suhaka, relief obvious in his eyes. Thank you, and thanks also for your cooperation. Suhaka's grand smile was back. Always glad to help. Goodbye. Giordino walked 4 blocks to a gas station and dialed a payphone. A male voice answered with a simple hello. This is your friendly Mercedes salesman. I have a model I think you'd be interested in. You're out of your district, sir. You should be selling closer to the waterfront, or better yet, out in the Pacific Ocean. Big deal, grunted Giordino. If you can't afford a good German car, try a Murmoto. I have a lead on 6 SP500 sports sedans that are specially discounted. One moment. A voice came over the line that Giordino immediately recognized as Donald Kearns. Despite the fact you've stepped out of your territory, I'm always in the market to save money. Tell me where I can see your special discounts. You have to get that information out of the Murmoto distributorship in Alexandria. Their computer records show 6 cars that came into the country but didn't leave the factory. I suggest you hurry before word gets out and someone else beats you to them. Half the cars were offloaded at the customs dock in Baltimore on August 4th. The other 3 came in on September 10th. Kern quickly translated Giordino's meaning. Hold on, he ordered. He turned to his deputy, who was listening on the speaker. Get on it. Gain access to Murmoto's computer system and dig out their shipping records for the whereabouts of those 6 cars before they get wise and erase the data. He returned to Giordino. Nice work. All is forgiven. By the way, how did you happen to stumble onto the bargains? The idea came from Stutz. Have you heard from him? Yes, he called half an hour ago, replied Kern. He discovered the source of the problem. I sort of thought if anyone could troubleshoot a riddle, he could, said Giordino, referring to Pitt's canny talent for discovering an unknown. It takes a devious mind to know one.